We should practice all these things. Krishna comes in the shape of Harikatha, pastime, and he enters in our heart, makes our heart so clear, and he sits here. Shanatan Swakatha Krishna Punya Samana Kirtana. Hidyankastojapadrani Bujanostuhit. Krishna enters in the ear, those who are hearing the Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, Ram, and he goes in the heart, clears the heart from six Veds. Manaved, Krodved, Jihved, Udarved, Upasved, Kam, Krod, Loh, Mad, Moh, Mad, Sajya, all kinds of offense, all kinds of anartha, everything. He prunes the heart. And then he gives inspiration to hear Harikatha more. Like Parikshit Maharaj. So he has told that Shabai Punsan Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Rathakshaje Ahetukya Apratihata Jatma Samprasuja. The religion of all the persons, human beings, and all the living beings is to do bhakti of Krishna, the practice of bhakti. If they are not doing, then they are cutting their heads with their own knife. They are atmaghati. Nideha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plam sukalpam guru karnadaram. Mayanukulyan nabhashvateri tam puman bhavabdim na taresa atmaha. Without any reason, Krishna has given this body human shape, and all this human shape is bona fide, strong, having two eyes, no rope, nothing, so powerful, intangible. He has given everything, but yet we are not doing Hari Bhajan. Also Krishna has given Sadguru, he has managed. And Anukul Vayu means Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha is Sarva Siddhi Hai. In moment, even in a moment, he will give to Sadhu Sangha, he will cross all these things. So he is telling that if you are not doing bhajan, having this human body and the mercy of Krishna that he is managing sadhu sangha, like Swami Ji, you have not invited him. He came first by his own mercy. He has not come from any penny or farthing and dollars. He has not come for reputation, nothing. Yet he came by his divine love, divine master's orders and inspiration from Krishna himself. So Krishna manages everything, we cannot manage anything. So having all these things and we are not sincerely practicing bhakti yoga, then we are like self-killers. So, he is telling, Nigamakalpatarurgalitamphalamsukamukhadamritdavasanyutam pivatabhagvatam rasamalayam mohurahau rasika bhubhavuka. You know, that who was Sukadeva Goswami? He was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. A special parrot. She used to tell that parrot that used to tell Krishna, Krishna. First so beautiful, that parrot. He used to tell Krishna, Krishna. In the same tune, like Srimati Radhika, in melodious tone, Krishna, Krishna. She used to love that parrot, taking her hand and used to do like this, and giving him dudh and anna or dudh, rice and milk, with sugar or
pomegranate seeds.
Very beautiful and tasteful he used to be. One day he fly away from her hand and went very near from Barsana to Nandagaon, only 1-2 miles difference. Not, I think that only two fingers. I think that not two fingers in a line. Here is Barsana, here is Nandagaon. Border star. In Saket. Have you gone? You can know all these things. So he fly away and came to Nandagaon and sat on the tree, tamal tree. Tamal trees color and the palate called like chain, and he began to chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna was playing with Madhusudan, Madhumangal there, and he heard the voice of Srimati Radhika. Oh, where Radhika is? And she is calling Krishna, Krishna. He said, look after here and there. He saw that there is a parrot sitting on the tamal tree and calling Krishna, Krishna. He told her, again you should tell. Again he began, Krishna, Krishna. After that he read a slok. Then the meaning of this, that is slok. Oh, I was sitting on the hands of my beloved Master Srimati Radhika, and she was nourishing and supporting me and telling me, do Krishna, Krishna. But I am animal, I am bird. So I flew from her and came here. Now I am repenting. Why I came? Leaving my master, very loving master. Why I came? I should not have come. And he was weeping and weeping. Krishna told him, oh, come on, come on, come on. Very sweetly. And he was charmed and came on the hands of Krishna. Oh, again you should tell. What you are telling? Krishna, Krishna. And same thing, repeated. In the meantime, the friends of Srimati Radhika, Lalita and Vishakha came and told Krishna that, Krishna, this parrot is of our Swamini Srimati Radhika. At once you should give me a return, and without this parrot she may die. So he said. He told, replied that if it is yours, then call, and if he goes, you should take him. They tried to call the parrot, but he never sent. Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha told, any person, any human being, any being, living being, who will go to you, they will come, never return. But if our Swamini ji was here, Srimati Radhika was here, then if she will call, she will at once go. Krishna was not ready to give, and playing with Madhumangal and this parrot. And they went to Yashodama and told that this parrot is of our Srimati Radhika. He used to try to give us, otherwise she is so very hard. Yashoda came at once and he took Krishna in his hand. What you are doing? Always with animals and birds, and you are doing so many nonsense things. And he kite hold this ear of Krishna, and he took that bird, and he took Krishna also, and told that, oh, dear Sakhis, try to bath Krishna. And they began to bath, and she took the bird and gave to Lalita Vishakha. They came. So this bird was not a common bird, ordinary bird, or any ordinary person. When Krishna and Srimati Radhika finished his pastimes in Varun, they began to return. Then they ordered this to Pharaoh, that you will have to leave here, because we are all going, so you will have to help the all persons Krishna Bhakti, and you will have to give Srimad Bhagavatam, you will have to manifest Srimad Bhagavatam in this world. Anyone cannot do this thing other than you, so you must leave. He was so sorry and worried that how I can live without you. Oh yes, you can live, and after doing your this task you should return to me. So Krishna and all these persons went to Golok Vrindavan in his Aprakat Leela. Even today there is Vrindavan. Krishna never goes for a moment living Vrindavan. But anyone cannot realize, only those who are rasic and liberated persons, they can realize all these things. So Sukhdeva, like in a shape of a person, he was in the shape of parrot. He went to Kailash, and hearing he was the same thing from Shankar and Parvati was hearing. But when second captain and third canto came, and it was only how this creation has been done, he slept. Then parrot was going again, after this, hum, like this, as Parvati was doing, in the same twin like Parvati. Shankar was saying that, oh, Parvati is hearing well. She went on going. When he ended Srimad Bhagavatam, Parvati awakened and told, I have not heard all the Bhagavatam. You should repeat. Then who heard? Who heard? Who was telling like you? Yes, yes, go on. Who are you? These all looked here and there. At last he saw that there is a parrot sitting on the tree and hiding himself there. He took his trishul and he followed him. And he at once flew away and went to the ashram of Badrikashram, in the ashram of Vyasa. And there Sukhdeva Goswami, Vyasa was telling Harikatha, and his wife Deepika was hearing the same Hari Katha, Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was astonished when Putna came, and he wanted to kill Krishna, At first Krishna took her, his soul and also her life, and she became so big. Impelled by she became, he said, was there, and crushed everything there. Then, hearing this, Bidika has, oh, he opened her mouth, and Sukadeva Goswami at once went to her home. And he lived for 16 years there. And Vyas was telling all these katha, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything she heard. Vyas there told, oh, it is too late. You should come out. He said, I will not come in this Maya. What is Maya? What is Maya? He is my son. He is my father. He is my husband. He is my wife. This spouse is mine, this body is myself, and related to me, everything is mine. All this is yours, this is yours. No relation with Krishna, this is called Maya. Maya, ma mane no, ya mane, the thing which is really there. We are only the son of Krishna, part and parcel. Given Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. But now you are saying that I am lady, I am male, we are female, we are king, we are so, scientists and all other things. So, this is called Maya. He told that I will not come in Maya. Oh, and taking Maya from this world, for a moment you should come out. I don't trust you. If Krishna will come and tell lies, then I will come out. At once he prayed to Krishna, and Krishna came and told, oh, you should come out. I am Krishna. I am taking Maya for a moment, and he at once came down. Krishna disappeared, and he came, and at once he left his father, mother, everything, and went to forest. At that time, he was persuading him, ocean, ocean, ha putra, ha putra. He told them, who is putra? He, the jungle, the forest echoed. Who is son? Who is father? This relation of illusion. After some time, Vyas returned, and he did Srimad Bhagavatam by the grace of Narada Rishi. And he was searching any person who is qualified for this Srimad Bhagavatam hearing. He thought that in this whole world only one qualified person is, and that is Sukadeva Goswami, my son. That how to return him? So he took his one slope and told to
hunters,
those who are going to hunt animals. He told that if you speak this word, chant this mantra, so many sparrows and all birds and animals can you manage to have. And that slope was Varaha Pidam Natavara Babu Karnayo Karnikar Vibhradabhasah kanaka kapisham vejayanti jamah randhana venura darsudhaya purayan gopa brindai vindarannam sabadaramanam prabhisatagisat. In whole Srimad Bhagavatam, even in soul, Ved and Upanishad, the beauty of Krishna is marvelous. There are none further sloka in anywhere. Sukadeva Goswami heard and at once charmed, and he prayed to ask to hunters that go to your Gurudev and ask him how he is
merciful,
to whom you have described this shape of that person, Krishna, how he is merciful. They went, returned in evening, and again they came to Vyasdev, and Vyasdev told, Aho Vakiyam Tanakadu jighansaya payada papasabhi lebhe gatim dandha pravuchitam hova annam saranam brijima. He told that even a putana, a rakshasi, a demon, who was only
to drink
the blood of very little boys and to take the place of all these boys. So she was so a very big demon, and she came to Krishna to eat and to drink the blood of Krishna and to make death. But even Krishna gave him salvation, not only salvation, but the gati of mother, the
position
of a, like a mother. How he? So living Krishna, we should not serve any other, only Krishna. He is so powerful and he is so merciful, there are none like Krishna. So we should try to do bhajan of Krishna. At once Sukadev Goswami attacked to Vyasadev and came, and very lovely and affectionately she taught Sukadev Goswami all the Srimad Bhagavatam. And now he is speaking about Nigamakalpataror Galitan Phalam Sukamukhad Amrtavasanjutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rishita. Srimad Bhagavat not is a book, and also not of this world. She is of Golok Vrindavan, Srimad Bhagavat. It comes from Golok Vrindavan like a fruit of Nigamakalpata. Nigamans, Ved, Upanishad, Shruti, Smriti, and all our ancient books. You know that the abode of all things coming from all Vedas, Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva, and Upanishad. These are our ancient books. But it has been told in Nigama Kalpataror Galitana Phalam, Srimad Bhagavat is the essence of, fruit of that Nigam. If anyone is practicing Vedas, doing yajna and all other things, reading Upanishads, practicing Upanishads, what is the use of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? We should know this. Why? It has been told that there is a tree of mango tree, and very beautiful and sweet the fruit is there. We can taste the very sweet fruit. If we want to test it in this, to choosing the root of that tree, we cannot have. Understand what I want to tell?
Chewing the roots of the tree.
We cannot have that sweetness of fruit. But whole thing is tree. We cannot taste that sweetness by chewing and choosing parts of tree. We cannot taste this tree sweetness by the leaves. We can have that taste in very ripened mango. So if we go to sea, endless sea, so deep, but a bird, very little, tuntuni bird, cannot save her life, cannot save her life by drinking the water of sea. We cannot take any water from sea. If the cloud sun sets by his rays, taking the essence of water and the shape of clouds, and he gives water, then it is so sweet in Ganges, in Yamuna, in so many rivers. And by that, we can save our life. But we cannot bring a bund, drop of water from ocean. So Vedas are like ocean of salty water. But Srimad Bhagavat is the fruit of all the Vedas. What has been told in Vedas or Upanishads, more than that is in Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is fruit. Who brought it? Shukadeva Goswami. From where? From Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva from where? From Brahma. Brahma from where? Narayan. From where Narayan? Shankarshan Ram. From where the Shankarshan Ram? From Krishna himself. So Srimad Bhagavat is Krishna. So, though it is a rush like water, but it is a rush. No seed, no but कोई उस पर छिलका नहीं, उसमें अच्छी गुठली नहीं, उसमें कोई हे अंश नहीं, नथिंग इज देयर, ओनली रस एंड रस. बट इस नवर फटता फूटता नहीं. कमिंग फ्रॉम वृंदावन ग्लो सो हाई इज नवर
Yeah?
Broken. Never broken. And solid. And? But? Sukadeva Goswami took it in his mouth. So it became more and more sweet. And he is giving to Parikshit Maharaj. So if he wants to know all the Vedas, Upanishads and essence of all these things, and to make your life successful, then you'll have to read Gita and Bhagavad. Gita is first book, and whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is first graduation book and a PhD book. Gita has told up to Saranagati. And Srimad Bhagavat has told Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and more than this. So our life, our goal of the life and whole our all this should be the love and affection towards Krishna, like Vrijavasi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give these things. Braja Prem. And in the same time, he distributed Krishna Nam. But his more object was to give this message of pure affection and love like Brajavasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, took the duty and the mode of Srimati Radhika. And he added Krishna mercy plus Radha mercy, both very powerful, and came to this world to give that same thing. I think that Swamiji has come only to give this thing. Then I will describe and explain what was that. We should chant Harinam, but with mood of prayer. If there is no prem, then doing archan of Thakurji chanting name will not do so much. So we should read Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of very bona fide Vaishnavas and Acharyas and Bhakti, and thus chanting Hari name, thinking that we are in Vrindavan Braja. Don't think that we are in America or anywhere, thinking by that. If you are not following all these things, then we are self-killers. So, next class, I will try to explain something, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and what he gave, and what is Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will try to. Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, Ajamil Charitra, Gopi Charitra, Damodar Leela, and all other things. So, Gaur Premanan.